Today's message is entitled, Being Humble and the Freedom of Letting Go. And the scripture comes from 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. Let us pray. Our kind Heavenly Father, we come before You this morning, Jesus, just loving You, Lord, and lifting Your name on high. We know that You're still sitting on the throne, Lord, and you're the same yesterday and today and forever, Lord. You told us that, and we believe You, Jesus. I just pray that You'll be with our congregation today as I'm able to speak the words of You, Jesus, and that we would have church today. And I just thank You, Jesus, and I glorify Your name. Amen. Our Heavenly Father is interested in every detail of our life. He's interested in us. He's our Father. But if we want Him to work in a particular area of our life, it could be a relationship, it could be finances, it could be a vocation, it could be habits, or something else, we must be willing to let go and give whatever He asks of us. So many times, and we're going to talk about this here in a little bit, there's roadblocks in our life. We say we're Christians, and we are Christians, we love the Lord, we worship, but we still have roadblocks in our life that hinders that relationship with God. God wants us to put Him number one, not number two, not number three, but number one. So as we go through our passage this morning, I want you guys to think about, do I have roadblocks in my life that hinders that relationship? And these what roadblocks can be. It says here in chapter or verse 6, humble yourself therefore under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time. Humble yourself. What could that mean? That could be giving those roadblocks up. Roadblocks to some people may be their cell phones. I know, don't throw nothing at me. How many times? And I catch myself once in a while that I'm, you know, checking emails from work and those type of things. I mean, if we're putting that cell phone before God, that's a problem. That's a problem. If we're putting television and our favorite TV program before God, that's a problem. If we're getting up in the morning and instead of doing our devotions and worshiping the Lord, and we run right in and jump on the TV or do something else, that's a problem. And let me tell you a story on myself. 30 plus years ago when I became a Christian, God was number one every day. Every day. A few years into it, God had delivered me from tobacco. He delivered me from tobacco. He delivered me from alcohol. And it was before me and my wife was married, so He delivered me from the wild women too. I'm telling on myself. God delivered that from me. When I got up from an altar of prayer, or when I was on my knees, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm living a life that I am on my way to hell, and if I die today, I'm going to hell. I knew that. God took that stuff away from me. Now, fast forward a few years. I was working on a back porch, and I had a relationship with God. I mean, it was like He was there. Fast forward a few years, I was building a back porch, and temptation hit me to put a big chew of tobacco in. I went to the store and got a poke of tobacco. I put a chew of tobacco in. People think, well, that's not bad. It is if you allow it to control you. It is if you put that in front of God. And guess what I did? I put it in front of God. When I'd get out of bed in the morning, instead of going for my Bible and going from a scripture, I was looking for my can of snuff, putting a big rub of snuff in, then chasing with a cup of coffee. But that time, I had to go to work. That's a problem. I allowed that obstacle to become a problem. That blocked, that put the block between me and God's walk. Guys, I preached here a few weeks ago, there's no buts or ifs or wells in the Bible. It's 100% down the line. God wants us to live for Him. He wants us to live for Him. In verse 7 it says, cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. Guys, regardless of what we're going through in life, God cares for us. God loves us. God's there whenever we fail. Let's get on our knees and ask the Lord. We've got to ask for forgiveness and we've got to repent of our sins. When we fail, we're human. We know that. God knew that. Jesus knows that. And we're going to fail. But we've got to repent of it and we've got to move forward. If you guys remember in the book of Matthew, when Jesus was walking on the water, you remember that passage? Jesus had preached all day and He sent His disciples out into the boat. Say, go get some rest. Well, the boat drifted offshore. Well, Jesus came down from the mountains to see His disciples and it was out. So Jesus steps out on the water, starts walking towards Him. Remember that? The disciples seen Him. It scared them. Scared them. Peter hollers out, Jesus, can I do that? Jesus said, yeah, come on out. Peter steps out of the water. He starts walking on the water. Well, the waves started getting heavy. The wind was blowing. He took his eyes off the Lord, and what did he do? He started to sink. Absolutely. He started to sink. But you know what Jesus said? Come on, Peter. Come on, buddy. Come on, I got you by the hand. Come on. Stay focused on me. I got you by the hand. I'm going to help you get through. Jesus does the same thing for us today. When we step out on that water and we get distracted and we start looking at everything except Jesus, we're going to start to sink, aren't we? We're going to start to sink, but praise the Lord, Jesus is standing there saying, come on. Come on, big dummy. I've been waiting on you. I've been waiting for you here a few years ago. Well, it's been a few years ago. Actually, that's been longer. Anyway, when I got back on the saddle, when I thought, gosh, the Lord put me under such a conviction, I thought I was losing my mind. You can ask my wife. I remember one day, dog, I was up on the hill, splitting firewood, and I was under conviction. I was under conviction. I shut that splitter off, Jimmy, and I got on my knees in the middle of the woods. The only one that was there was me and God and my dogs. And I asked the Lord, I said, I'm sorry. I'm tired of running. I can't do this. I'm sorry. Help me. He forgave me. He picked me up. He took me by the hand. All right, big boy, let's go. And I haven't turned my back since. I won't turn my back since. But to get to that point, we have got to feed ourselves. We got to feed ourselves with this. We got to feed ourselves with prayer. We've got to feed ourselves with worship and joy. We've got to feed ourselves. I said this one other time a while back when I was up here preaching. Do you remember when you first got saved? When you got up, you wanted to tell the world, didn't you? You wanted to tell the world. You say in your Bible. You couldn't lay your Bible down. You're just praising the Lord all the time. And then we started to allow the roadblocks a little bit in our life. And maybe that passion started to die down a little bit in our life. Has anybody been there except for, other than me? We started letting that passion die a little bit. We allowed those little roadblocks to get in our life. Then those little roadblocks let the big roadblocks. Then it turned to sin. Then it turned to sin. But praise the Lord, I'm telling you today, we don't need to live like that. We don't need to live like that. I ask the Lord to forgive us. Come back here and help us. Because listen, guys, the same Holy Spirit that the Apostle Peter had in his life thousands of years ago is the same Holy Spirit we have today. That hasn't changed. We got the same Holy Spirit that the Apostle Peter had in his life. Now I'm completely lost in my notes, so give me a second. And I'm going to get back on top of it. This is what I want you guys to do. I want you to sit here today and think of possibly those roadblocks that have came in your life. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. But I want you to think of roadblocks and obstacles that has possibly came in your life that has affected your walk with Christ. You know what they are. You know what they are. If you can't think of some of the easiest way and the best way to do it, is go home and get you a notebook and write them down. And you know why you write them down? Sam knows why you write them down, because every day when you're praying, you can look at that and say, Lord, I need you to help me with this. You got to have it here. You got to have it where you can see it. But start you a journal, get you a notebook, and write that stuff down. Because it's important, guys. It's important for that walk with the Lord. I can't imagine not walking with the Lord. I just can't. Folks that are living out there in the world, I just don't understand. I don't know how they're making it. But I want you to seriously consider whatever is holding you captive. Release that relationship. Release that possession. Or situation to the Lord right now so you can give your freedom that you've been craving. Like I said, take your journal, take your notebook, and write these things down. It doesn't have to be addiction. It could be anything. It could be not spending as much time on your cell phone, possibly, or not spending time sitting in front of a TV, or, you know, I'll tell you a lot of things. Sports are important. I know that. But I can remember back in the day, I'm old enough to remember when I played sports, and Jimmy remembers this too. You didn't have games and stuff on Sunday. The games was always on Saturday. There wasn't baseball games, Little League, Pee Wee football, nothing was on Sundays. Nothing. I can remember when those stores were open on Sundays, and I think Hex was the first store that I can remember started conducting business on a Sunday. And that was a long time ago. But you guys are old enough to remember that. So you need to think about that. What is hindering your walk with the Lord? What is hindering your walk with the Lord? That is the decision that you as parents and as you as just individuals has to make. What's more important? Well, I know what my answer is. I know what my answer is. And I know what my decision is. And one of these days when we stand before the Lord, we're going to have to give account of decisions that we've made. Right? Y'all have quiet in here. We're about to stand before the Lord one of these days and make account for decisions we've made in our life, every one of us. So I'm asking you this morning, I want to read one more passage of Scripture to you. Can you go to Romans 6:19-23? Paul is using this example from everyday life because of your human limitations. Just as you used to offer yourselves as slaves to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness, so now you offer yourselves as slaves to righteousness, leading to holiness. That scripture is saying, give up your wickedness and you're living your lives as holiness. Verse 20, when you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. What benefit did you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of? How many things have we done in our past that it's like, ugh. You ever think of that? We're not supposed to. But the flesh sometimes reminds us. And I'll tell you what, Satan loves to remind you how bad a guy or a girl you was before you met the Lord. He loves to remind you. He loves it. That's why we've got to put him behind him. That's why we rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus Christ. Those things result in death. Sin results in death. But now that you have been set free from sin and became slaves of God, the benefits you reap leads to holiness. As the result is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of eternal life is in Christ Jesus our Lord. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Guys, I encourage you this morning to go to prayer. And you know what is in your life that is hindering your walk. I know the things in my life that I've got to keep control of. Because if I don't, I allow those things to become a hindrance in my walk with Christ. The day that we gave our hearts to the Lord, right there at an altar of prayer, or wherever you did, you remember that. God gave us that gift of salvation. He gave us the Holy Spirit. But we have to have the power, and we have to train ourselves to walk with the Lord. Does that make sense? Do you understand what I'm saying? He gives us the tools. He gives us the fuel. But we've got to teach ourselves. We have got to nourish our spirits to be able to walk with the Lord. And this right here is the nourishment of our lives. This right here is the handbook of our life. This is our guide to living a righteous life. I'll end with this. One of my favorite scriptures in the whole Bible. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. As it is written, be holy because I am holy. Jesus tells us, okay, if you're going to say you're a Christian and you're walking with me, he's saying, Donna, for as it is written, be holy. Put your money where your mouth is because I'm holy. Amen. Let's pray.